Jim Hightower is coming to the Longmont Museum to talk about food, fracking, and fellowship in an age of uncertainty. Sunday, February 16th. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. $5 suggested donation. For tickets, go to kgnu.org. That's Jim Hightower at the Longmont Museum on Sunday, February 16th.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget and disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation of your teenage station. Nobody cares.
Support comes from Destination Freedom, a live radio drama series presenting Enrique's Journey, Part 3 and 4, based on the novel by Sonia Nosario. The performance will take place February 22nd and be followed by a community conversation. More information at suteatro.org.
So if this isn't how you wake up every day, you're missing out. Put this on your ringtone, man. Jump out of bed. Conquer the world. Does anyone get this reference? I have no idea. This is a 1978 movie. I don't know. I don't know. In our land of Marvel comics, I don't know if anyone remembers the Christopher Reeve Superman. But this music does it for me. I'll tell you what. Hey there, how you doing? Sandman here on your Saturday night. This is Sound Lab, an hour of freeform creativity. And because tomorrow is the Super Bowl, that's right, I'm going with an just obvious choice. Let's play some super songs. Why not? And yeah, you gotta have the Superman theme in there. We also had Superhero by Garrison Starr. We heard Supermodel by the Juliana Hatfield Three. Shout out to my roommate in the late 90s in Lakewood, Tim. Super Bon Bon by Soul Coughing goes out to you, my man. That was his jam. Somewhere he's enjoying a double tall Dr. Pepper and rum, I bet. Super Unknown by Soundgarden, the title track from maybe their best record. God, you can't hear that track enough. Super Unknown just kills. And we started off with Supernatural, Super Serious by REM from 2008. I'm serious. If this is what you heard when you woke up first thing, like before you got any push notifications on your phone about the latest chaos and awfulness coming out of DC, how good would you feel? I am going to mow the lawn today. I am going to plunge that toilet. I'm going to turn in my TPS reports. I'm doing it. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to play some super songs to get you ready. I don't know if you even care. I don't particularly care about the game itself tomorrow. I'm a little bummed that all my friends are out of town, so I'm not going to get to, like, you know, guilt-free nosh on French onion dip and all the terrible-for-you stuff that you only let yourself have in, like, events like the Super Bowl. But maybe I'll watch the game. It should be very exciting, but, you know, it's been 4 years since anyone cared here in Denver. I think it's going to be a lot more than four more years before we do care. Anyway, back to it. All right. Sorry, John Williams. We're going to fade you out here. Let's go back to 1974, I believe. Yes. Sure, we'll go with that. Superfly. Curtis Mayfield on your Sound Lab on KGNU.
Streets, trying to get over. That's what they're trying to do. never fly. The aim of his rogue was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Super bad. Bridge!
K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on coming with this little ditty that reached up to 21 in May of 1970. The George Baker selection, Little Green Bag. Partridge Family's Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted, followed by Edison Lighthouse's Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, as K-Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on trucking.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you won't take home to mother. She will never let
first pier's down once you get her off the street. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm a long-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Special girl.
I was going to play Super Freak. I'm sure you did. But you didn't think it was going to be Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby now, did you? Yeah. That's a refreshing change. Yeah, the Rick James. He was not Rick James. We heard Joss Stone in that set. We heard James Brown and Curtis Mayfield continuing the theme of super songs, not just of the 70s. Thank you, K. Billy. Super songs for the Super Bowl tomorrow, which probably not even allowed to say because Roger Goodell and the NFL police will break down the door and force us to call it the big game or something. They are hyper, hyper defensive of their trademark, aren't they? Anyway, Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. There. All right. You know, there's way too many super songs to fit in into an hour. And I'm just going to play the rest of what I got here. I'm not going to get to the super bands, unfortunately. I was really wanting to play Supergrass tonight. And Super Suckers, oh yes. And even Super Drag. And there's a lot of great super bands. But we ran out of time. We just ran out of time. Because I know how much you love your Grateful Dead. So, which is coming up at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. The Grateful Dead Hour at the top of the hour. Sandman here with you from the Denver studio, having a blast on this Super Bowl Eve Saturday night as we listen to Tom York bleat and simper over the pulsating sounds of Super Collider. Yeah. All right. Here's one for my kids. My kids always like dig this tune. This is They Might Be Giants. Hope you dig it too on your Sound Lab on KGNU.
When I was 39 years old, I heard a story. I found out that there are people walking among us who have superpowers. These people are called super tasters. To a super taster, bitter fruits taste far more bitter, and sweets far more sweet. Then, just a few months ago, I had the chance to meet a real live super taster named John Lee. And this is his true story.
Supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I can't came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. It's not here. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer. Personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer. Guaranteed personality. I'm all lost. Thank you.
somebody's evening didn't go so well. If I ever get back to Bristol, I'm better off sleeping in the county jail. I don't wanna die in a Super 8 motel. Well, I finally got the room clear, bleeding from my left ear, feeling pretty bad for the maid. Lost a couple drinks and my dinner in the sink, and I woke up with the bed still made. It was a quiet morning, I wasn't quite breathing, my heart way up in my throat. The girl starts screaming, and the maid starts screaming, and it looks like it's all she wrote. Well, they slap me back to life, and they telephone my wife, and they fill me full of Pedialyte. Saw my guts and my glory, it would make a great story if I ever could remember it right. Somebody's evening didn't go so well. If I ever get back to Bristol, better off sleeping in the county jail. I don't wanna die in a Super 8 motel. I don't wanna die in a Super 8 motel.
And that's going to do it. Well, I got one more track for you, but we're approaching 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Sound Lab, a little Super Bowl, super song prep for tomorrow. Go Chiefs, go 49ers, go take a walk, whatever. Enjoy the parties, everybody. You just heard Jason Isbell's Super 8. You heard the Vandals. Speed version of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The Clash got lost in the supermarket, and they might be giants. And I'm going to send you on your way now with some Grantley Buffalo. So, till next time, everybody take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you again. Stay tuned now, coming up, Grateful Dead Hour.
KGNU is bringing Jim Hightower to the Longmont Museum on Sunday, February 16th to talk about food, fracking, and fellowship. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and the talk starts at 5. For tickets, go to kgnu.org. $5 suggested donation. Come one, come all. That's Jim Hightower at the Longmont Museum on Sunday, February 16th.
Support comes from Indian Peaks Natural Spring Water. Indian Peaks delivers fresh, glacial-fed water from the Continental Divide to homes and offices in the Denver-Boulder metro area. More information available at IndianPeaksSpringWater.com.
Support comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, a Boulder-based attorney specializing in criminal defense for all crimes, including DUIs, misdemeanors, and felonies for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder. The Alternative Law Office is Deadhead owned and operated since 1996 and a member of KGNU since 1987. For more information, visit alt-law.com or call 303-442-2166.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater and Garcia's in Port Chester, New York. Railroad Earth comes to the Cap on Saturday, February 8th with bluegrass legend Peter Rowan and with special guests the Larry Keel Experience. Just announced is Phil Lesh's 80th birthday celebration, March 13th, 14th, and 15th, with a twist. The identity of Phil's friends will not be revealed until the night of each show. And every Wednesday is Grateful Dead Night at Garcia's. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitaltheater.com.
Go. I got plans for me and I got plans.